朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那我们开始今天的信息。那首先我们感谢主，昨天晚上给我们一个很好的福音聚会。
First of all, we would like to thank the Lord for a wonderful gospel meeting last night.
福音就是好消息。
Because gospel is the good news.
其实人人都需要耶稣。
And everyone needs Jesus.
人拒绝耶稣，因为他不认识耶稣。
But people reject Jesus is because they do not know them.
人只要真认识耶稣，没有人不要信他的。
If anyone who knows about Jesus, no one would refuse to believe in him.
啊，我们非常谢谢昨天那么多弟兄姊妹花那么多的功夫练习准备服侍，让昨天有一个很好的聚会。
Really thank God for all the coworkers who dedicated so much of their time and effort so that we had a wonderful meeting.
办公室同工会很快的把它做好，这个上传到网络上去，你们可以寄给在家的父母亲友们，让他们可以看啊。
Office coworkers will quickly make theonline video available so that you can forward to your friends and family.
你看我们这样辛苦几天，昨天晚上十几个人得救，你不觉得太值得了吗？
Don't you think it's so worth it that we spent several days to prepare for it and more than 10 people got saved last night.
等一下我们要为台南是我的老家，那里发生地震，每一次从地震堆找到一个活人，报纸都报，这么多人都高兴。
There was an earthquake in Tainan, that's where I came from. And then every time when someone rescued someone from the debris, and then everyone would just rejoice.
那救出来也不过暂时活一活，还是要死的。
But after you rescue someone from the debris, this person eventually will still die.
但是我们昨天晚上的那种救是让他得到永生的。
But last night we rescued so many people and they could live forever. They got eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今年同心合意兴旺福音，好不好？
So we hope that this year we will all work together to advance the gospel.
我想我们底下也大家一起站起来，我们为着在台湾这次地震受难的家人为着那边的同胞们，也希望他们借着这些的事情心里面能够转向真神。好，我们一起有点祷告。
So let us have a prayer together for the victims' families during this earthquake in Taiwan.
主啊，你早就告诉我们在末后的世代有许多的事情要发生。
Lord, you have already told us that in end time many things will happen.
各样的地震、天灾、战争都是要发生的事。
Earthquakes, calamities, wars will happen.
我们现在看见它都在发生。
And now we are seeing them before our eyes.
主啊，让我们纪念到你回来的脚步近了。
Let us remember that you're coming back soon.
让我们能够抓住机会的人，好好的来向人传福音。
So that we will seize the opportunity to share gospel.
也让我们这些沉睡的人都能够醒过来。
Lord, help us to all of us who are sleeping to wake up.
能够爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
That we will redeem our times because the days are evil.
不让我们做糊涂人，能够明白主的旨意是什么。
Don't let us continue to be foolish, but know the will of God.
我们求你在这个时候特别安慰那些受难、受苦的、在台湾的这些同胞们。
Lord, at this moment, we particularly pray that you will comfort those who are suffering in Taiwan.
主啊，能够兴起神的儿女们，能够就近的来安慰他们，向他们传福音。
And we pray that you will raise up children of God to comfort them, to share gospel to them.
也希望这样子的事情发生的时候，我们的心都能够受到警醒。
And we hope such disasters will give us warnings.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是听祷告的神。
Lord, you are the one that will answer our prayers.
我们相信你听我们的祷告。
And we believe that you have already heard our prayers.
你把仇敌的破坏仇敌的伤害化为祝福。
Lord, we pray that you will turn the destructions and the work of the devil to blessings.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
怎么办？我今天早上又要讲一个很重要的题目。
So what should we do?This morning, we're going to deliver another very important message.
我每一次在预备要讲的信息的时候，我就觉得这个题目怎么这么重要？
So every time I prepare a message, then I will think, wow, this topic is so important.
啊，不是因为我讲，所以我觉得它重要，我真的觉得它很重要。
It's not because I'm going to preach it, but this topic is really important.
啊，今天的题目是什么？
What is the topic for today's message?
从肉体中得释放。
Freedom from the bondage of the flesh.
那我先请问弟兄姊妹，什么叫肉体？
Let me ask you first, what is flesh?
我从小到大在教会的背景里面长大的，常常听到这个人是个大肉体。那么到底什么叫做肉体？为什么叫大肉体？他不见得胖啊。
At the church that I grew up, I oftentimes hear people will criticize someone as a big flesh. What does that mean? That person might not be.
常常讲要对付肉体，那到底什么叫肉体
？Or they talk about dealing with our flesh.
有没有弟兄姊妹要告诉我？有没有？什么叫肉体？
Anyone can share with us what is flesh?
啊，知道答案的不准讲哈。那我说知道答案是我以前讲过答案。
If you already heard me say that, please don't raise your hand.
哦，你们都记得。
So you all remember what I told you?
哎，翠花笑成那样子。他昨天晚上演翠花是吧？什么叫肉体
？So what is flesh?
啊？血气。血气。那什么叫血气？叫肉体。
What is our natural the flesh?
他讲的真的对，肉体就叫血气，血气就叫肉体。
Yes, our flesh is also the natural.
还有没有？因为在圣经里面有一个字啊，你们回去查，这个字在圣经里面，在中文的圣经翻译版本里面，不是希腊字的这个字，跟新约里面出现151次。
So actually, there's a word in the Greek that appears 151 times in the Bible.
那中文圣经的翻译呢？肉体、血气、情欲、肉身，啊，就是所有这几个字，通通都是原文都是杀死，就是杀死啊。
So actually, the word is sas, and then it's translated into say like the flesh, and then the passions.Desires, lust.
但是这样讲完，我们还是不够知道什么叫肉体。还有没有人愿意给我更好的定义
？But we still do not have a good grasp of the flesh.
David
是什么？ Give us a better
你不要光告诉桂香是什么？天然的老我。
The natural man.
好，美丽的我。
The beautiful me.
然后非常好哈，肉体其实就是我天然生命，我的老亚当，我这个旧人所有的表现都叫肉体。
So flesh is actually the sum of all the manifestation of this old flesh, old man, the natural man.
旧人是说到我这个人，说到我这个人从亚当，从父母所得到的那个生命是旧人。
So the life that we receive from our parents is the old man.
所以所有从这个旧人出来的任何东西，在神的眼中啊，都把它定义为肉体。
Anything out of this old man is defined by God as the flesh.
昨天晚上我们传福音的时候说什么叫做新造的人
？So yesterday when we share the gospel, we talk about what is a new creation.
什么叫做新人
？What is a new man?
就是我不再是我从前的我，我现在多了一个生命了。
So that means I'm no longer the old self. Now I have a new life.
有一个全新的生命被放在我的里面，在我重生得救的时候，圣灵重生了我，把耶稣基督的生命赐给了我。
So when I was born again by the Holy Spirit, there is a new life given to me within me.
所以从此以后，我们有几个生命
？From there on, how many lives do we have?
你们说数学这么早啊？不是算数这么早？几个
？How many lives do we have? Two.
你告诉隔壁的说，我现在有两个生命。
So please tell your neighbor now I have two lives.
两个生命。
Two lives.
一个是旧人。
One is the old man.
一个是新人。
And one is the new man.
一个是人，旧人，
人
性的生命。
A human life.
一个是神儿子耶稣基督的生命。
Another life is the life of the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你知道这件事情的时候，你就知道肉体。他有一些很显而易见的肉体，加拉太书第五章告诉我们的。
So, the flesh has many evident works.
我们先简单看一下好了，加拉太书五章十九节
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
他说情欲的事都是显而易见的，你可以从另外一个角度讲，这些是显而易见的一些的肉体。
So now the works of the flesh are evident. In other words, these things are very obvious that they are the flesh.
这里讲到奸淫、污秽、淫荡等等等，仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等啊，他不再讲了，所以你也不用翻译了哈，就是一大堆。
So all of things that listed here.
啊，这个是显而易见的肉体。
So these things are evident.
我把它称为低档的肉体。
Then I call it.The low-class flesh.
什么叫高档的肉体？
So, but there is a flesh of high class. What
有没有人要给我例子？什么叫做高档的肉体？
Anything, anyone can give us an example that so-called high class.
你们不回答就表示我刚才讲了，到现在你们没听清楚哈。什么叫做高档的肉体？
So, what is the high-class flesh?
爱人。
Love.
你是指我啊？中文的爱人是指你的 spouse。
So to love someone,
你就是会爱人是吧？这是 非常深的一个非常高的一个高档的肉体。
This is very deep. This could be of a flesh.
我们在别人面前是一个非常有爱心的人。
We may appear to be someone who is very loving.
但是先不管你里面有没有 agenda， 有没有不同的动机啊，是为了讨人喜欢，是为了被人夸奖，是为了被人尊重。
Oh, let us not to think maybe you have other agenda to be praised by God, by people or to please someone.
就算我通通没有这些复杂的动机。
Even if we don't have any complicated agenda.
只要它是从我原来于宏杰的本性出来的东西，神都不要。
But as long as it comes from our old self, then God does not want it.
姑且原谅我引用鲁迅的一句话哈，再完美的苍蝇，人就是一只苍蝇。
As some Chinese author quoted, some Chinese author writes, even the most perfect fly is still a fly.
这个东西到底经得起考验，经不起考验，我们自己不知道。
That we don't know if it can sustain temptations and trials.
很多神的儿女们原来是温柔有名的。
Many Christians are known to be gentle.
大家都说这个人，这个姊妹怎么这么顺服，这么温柔
？And people will say, "Wow, such a sister is so gentle and obedient."
这个不像现在说已经顶了大半天了，而且超过大半天的人啊。
Unlike the women nowadays.
结果后来有一天突然发生了一件事情。
But maybe someday something happened.
他连想都没想到自己会发脾气发成这个样子。
And then she would throw such a temper that it would even surprise herself.
他才发现他自己里面原来那个爱心是经不起考验的。
Then she realized that her love cannot sustain trials.
她才发现她的那个温柔是经不起考验的。
And that her gentleness would not sustain.
她才发现她原来的那种公义圣洁是经不起考验的。
Then she just realized that her holiness and her righteousness cannot withstand.
弟兄姊妹，我现在就一开始，我先让弟兄姊妹知道，在神的眼中到底。什么叫肉体？这不是从我来的，这是圣经的定义。
So I'm just trying to show you that in God's eyes, what is flesh? This is defined by God, not from me.
所以等一下我们就会来看到我们为什么需要脱离肉体的捆绑。
Then we can see why we need to be free from the bondage of flesh.
其实我们既然讲到了，我们就先看今天的第二点好了，好吧？ Okay. 我们再回头看第一点。
Since we're already there, let's look at point two. Paragraph two.
我们先看第二点，神怎么看肉体？
See how God views the flesh.
到底神怎么看肉体？
How does God view our flesh?
我们一起来读这一段的圣经。
Let's read this passage together.
原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。十九节就是我不是下一个加拉太书五章十九节，这是我们刚刚已经读过的。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如什么什么什么。但是最后一句话，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人必不能承受神的国。在接下来，我觉得神的话就是最强的信息啊。加拉太书五章十七节。因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。好，那么最后我们看下一个，就是那个 C 的 first point， 罗马书六章六到七节。因为我们知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架， 使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。最后的加拉太书五章二十四节，我们一起来读，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。所以在刚刚在这里，我们从圣经，从神的角度，
We just went through this scriptures and from God's point of view，
他怎么看我们的肉体？
See how God views our flesh。
这里提到七件事情，
And seven things was mentioned here。
你用笔把它圈起来，在你的纲要上圈啊。
So let's circle these things on our outline。
第一个，
First，
属肉体的是跟与神为仇，把与神为仇这四个字圈起来。
The carnal mind is enmity against God. Let's circle out enmity against God.
不服神的律法。
And it's not subject to the law of God.
说到我们的心里面，我们不想，我们不喜欢服，因为要求太多了，不自由。
So that in our hearts we do not want to obey the law.
很多人不想信耶稣，是说因为信耶稣太不自由了，因为太多约束了。
Many people do not want to become Christians because there are too many restrictions.
他不喜欢服神的律法。
And they do not want to be subjected to God's law.
第三个，不能服，就算你想服，你也服不了。
And indeed, it cannot subject to the
law of God. 多少时候我们讲立志行善，由得我行，出来由不得我。你想做好，做不来，因为我的本性就是不行。
Oftentimes we say that we can will to do good, but we cannot carry out. We just don't have the ability to carry out.
请问贪爱美食算不算肉体？
Let me ask you, to like good food, is it of the flesh?
算，对不对？
Yes.
觉得自己会贪爱美食的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you like to eat good food.
感谢主，我们教会越来越诚实哈。
Yes, we become more and more honest now.
以前有一个姊妹，这个去看医生，医生说你太胖了，一定决定不能够再多吃甜食啊。
There was a sister who went to see the doctor. The doctor says, "You're overweight. You should cut all the sweets."
所以他那天到办公室就跟同事诉苦，他说：“医生不准我吃甜食。”他每天早上都要带蛋糕啊，带donuts 到办公室吃的。
So that morning, she went to the office. She complained to her colleagues that my doctor forbid me from eating sweets because every morning she will bring sweets to the office.
他的同事就说：“那你就不应该吃嘛。”
Then her office mate says, "Then you should cut it."
教训别人都很容易的。
So much easier.To say than done.
那第二天早上上班的时候，就发现，他又带了一袋甜点在那边吃。
So the next morning, her office mate found out that she still brought a bag of sweets.
那他这个同事也是个姊妹，就问他说：“你今天为什么不是说不能吃，你为什么又吃呢？”
Then her office mate, who is also a Christian, asked, "I thought you're not supposed to eat sweets. How come you're still eating?"
他说：“我今天早上开车经过那个蛋糕店的时候。”
Because she says, on the way to work, I drive and then I pass through the bakery.
我就祷告主，我说主，如果你让我吃的话，就让我有 parking space.
Then I pray to the Lord, Lord, if it is your will that I will buy some pastry, then please give me a parking space.
只要我有停车位，我就表示你让我吃。
Because if I find a parking space, that means you allow me to eat sweets today.
他说感谢主，我绕了八圈，终于有了。
And praise the Lord, after eight circles, finally I found a parking space.
你想服，你就是服不了，你那个东西就是刺激你，就是想再吃一口。
So you want to obey, but you just cannot. You lack the ability to do that.
这就我昨天晚上讲的那个砍断指头了，还是戒不了毒。
Just like I said yesterday, even if you cut off your fingers, you still cannot be free from gambling.
从医院走出来下台阶，那个毒瘾又出来了。
So right after the person get out of the hospital, the addiction to gambling started again.
直到他最后信了耶稣，他说耶稣改变我，大大的改变我。
Until finally he became Christian, he says Jesus completely transformed me.
第四件事情，
Fourth thing,
属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
That those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
请问我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们里面是不是有一个 desire, 有一个心智想要讨神喜悦？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we have this desire to please God?
先不管你我们做的怎么样好，有这样子心愿的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if we have such desire.
你看，几乎都举手，我们每一个人都有，我们每一个人都有这样子的心。
We all have this desire to please God.
但是我们却不晓得说，我如果活在肉体中，我不可能讨神喜悦。
But yet, do we know that if we live in the flesh, it's impossible to please God?
第五件事情。
Fifth.
他说，行这样事的人，必不能承受神的国。
Anyone who does these things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
不是说我们不能够得永生啊。
It's not that we will not have eternal life.
啊，就是神的国是一个赏赐，神的国是一个托付。
But yet the kingdom of God is a gift, it's a commission.
我们还是孩子，神爱我们，但是神不能把重任托给我们。
Yes, we will still be children of God, being loved by God, but God will not be able to commission us.
对，已经讲到了几个了？五个了，第六个。
Number six.
讲到圣灵与情欲相争，情欲与圣灵相争，这两个彼此相敌的。
That the spirit and the lust war against each other. They're contrary to each other.
所以我们天天其实都是活在一个征战中。
So actually, every day we live in a battle.
圣灵想要在我们身上更多的啊，能够改变我们啊，让我们有份于神的生命，神永远的旨意。
Because the Holy Spirit continue to want to transform us so that we can be partakers of God's life and God's will.
但是情欲在这里跟他相争。
But yet our lust, our flesh wars against the Holy Spirit.
天天相争，凡事相争。
That it wars against the Spirit in everything and every day.
我也不知道怎么去讲比喻，好，那我姑且用这个比喻，你就像冷水热水是两个不同的源头。
And also, let's try to give this example, just like a cold water and hot water, they're from different sources.
水龙头出来的水是出来的水。
And then when the water comes from the faucet,
它是一定的流量的。
The volume is constant.
那么热水多，出来的热水就多。
But if hot water has more, then it will feel hotter.
冷水多，出来的冷水就多。
And then if the cold water comes more, then the water will be cold.
你不可能说热水跟冷水一样多。
It's almost impossible to have equal volume.
啊，他们两个就是在争的。
Because they're just warring against each other.
所以你今天让冷水多出的时候，热水就不可能多出。
So if you let cold water comes more, then hot water will come less.
那如果热水赢了，那今天我们出来的真的就是热的。
But then if the hot water takes over, then we will have hot water.
这两个天天都在我们里面相争。
And these two warring within us all the time.
让我们不能够去做自己想做的事情。
So that we cannot do what we desire to do.
所以当我们放纵肉体活的时候，我们里面不会快乐的。
So if we let our flesh go free, we will not really have joy.
因为我们肉体就是喜欢放纵嘛，喜欢享受，喜欢偷懒，喜欢被动，喜欢埋怨，喜欢这个，喜欢那个。但是如果我们真的是随从圣灵的人，神不会让我们这样去做，他要改变我们的。
Because our flesh just desires to be lazy, to complain, to do all kinds of fleshy things. But then God will not want us to be like that.
最后一件事情。
Lastly.
所以到最后，面对这样子的情形，神对肉体只有一个判决。
But finally, God only has one judgment, one verdict against our flesh.
宇宙的大法官啊。
This is the judge of the universe.
天地的主宰对我们这个人的判决是什么？
The master of the universe, what is his verdict against our flesh?
什么？
What is it?
哎，律师的儿子，什么？
Our attorney.
No guilty 还是 guilty?
Guilty.
只有 guilty, 然后呢？判死刑啊，什么时候执行？刚刚白读了，都讲已经，那早就判了，已经来不及了啊！你要去把他搬特赦，把他救回来都不行，在神的眼中早就已经解决了。
So the final verdict against our flesh is guilty, life sentence, and it has been executed already.
十字架是神对所有旧造一个最大的否定，一个判决，就是一个大叉。十字架你背在身上，从天上看就是一个叉。
Because the cross.It views from the heaven as like a big X. So the biggest rejection and denial of our flesh.
神对我们这只苍蝇，神对我们这个旧人的判决就是定死刑，而且已经定了。
So the judgment of God against our flesh, the old man, is death sentence and it's already been executed.
什么时候死的？
When did we die?
当耶稣死的时候。
When Jesus died on the cross.
我们跟基督一同死。
We were dead with him.
所以姚洋，你什么时候死的
？So, brother Yang, when did you die?
我不是说你什么时候要死，我说你什么时候已经
死了。I'm not saying when you're gonna die, but when were you crucified?
啊，两千年呢、啊，你已经死了两千年了。
Yes, he has been dead for 2,000 years.
Watchman 你有一个很好的例子哈、啊，他说，当然我只是把它变成今天的版本。假如我在跟于师母，我跟他结婚以前我就死了。
So, there's a good example for. suppose that I was dead before I married Sister Nancy.
没有人过新年喜欢讲自己死的哈，
呸
乌鸦嘴，假装我结婚前我就死了。
No one likes to talk about death on New Year's Eve, but forget it. Suppose I was dead before I married Sister Nancy.
那么 David 跟 Aaron 是不是已经死了？
Then how about David and Aaron? They would have been dead.
就是在我的死里面，他们都死了。
Because they were dead in my death.
今天就不会有 David, 不会有 Aaron, 不会有以赛亚，不会有我的孙子。
So there would be no David and Aaron nor Isaiah, my grandson.
在那个死的里面，通通解决。
Because in that death, all the deaths were done with.
所以我们要知道，在神的眼中，我这个救人，神根本是连要都不要。
Therefore, in God's eyes, God does not even want.My old flesh,
一个彻底的否定
because that's totally rejected.
而今天整个新造的这个特别年轻的世代，你们都在讲 find 自己的 identity.
But then in this generation, everyone is talking about finding your own identity.
我们要 define 自己的 identity, 我们要 claim 自己的 identity. 我跟你说，在神的眼中 nothing.
So while we're still trying to find and define our identity, but in God's eyes, it is all nothing.
我们在争什么？
What are we fighting for?
去争一个神不要的苍蝇。
Are we fighting for a fly that God doesn't even want?
再完美的苍蝇，仍旧是苍蝇。
Even the most perfect fly is still a fly.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个信息听起来其实是很难过的事情。
So actually, this is a very hard message to comprehend.
但是这是一个拯救的开始。
But yet, this is the beginning of a salvation.
所以保罗为什么在讲说，我立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我
？That is why Paul says it is For me, I can will to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
我们对这节圣经熟得不得了，到处都在用，到处都在祷告，到处都在叹息。
We're so familiar with this verse; it's used everywhere in all prayers and in our sighing.
但是我们忘记了罗马书七章十八节的前半讲什么。
But yet we forget what is said before this verse.
他说：“我知道。”
He says, "I know."
在我里头。
In me,
就是在我肉体中
that in the old flesh,
毫无良善
there's no goodness
根本没有良善
there's no goodness
就算有就算人家把你夸得不得了就算你拿到诺贝尔奖在神的眼中没有良善
even if people praise you and then you win Nobel Prize but in God's eyes there's no goodness within you
弟兄姊妹你真的这样承认吗
do you really confess that
真的这样承认的举手
please raise your hand if you reallyConfess and admit.
那你就跟你隔壁的讲 ，Do you know？ 你知道吗？在我里头，就是在我肉体中毫无良善。
If you do, then turn to
讲啊讲啊讲啊，你不要光知道。
Do you know that in me there's no goodness？
怎么大家讲的时候都带着笑容讲呢？
Why are you saying all this with a smile?
还是不够知道啊。
We probably
没有啦。今天因为在聚会，你要笑情有可原。你知道吗？我从小听这些道。
You know that I've heard such messages since I was young.
直到有一天，主真的把我带到那里，让我看见自己的败坏。
Until one day, the Lord brought me to a point that I get to see how corrupted I was.
当我真的从心里面讲说，在我里头。毫无良善。
Then I could say it from the bottom of my heart. There's no goodness within me.
我痛苦得不得了，我哭了。
It pains me so much. I wept.
因为这是我不能接受的事情，因为我从小就想要 to be good.
Because that's not something that I could easily accept. Because ever since I was a child, I tried to be good.
我从小就在家里面想要做最好的。
Even at home, I wanted to be the best kid.
客人来，爸爸下班，我第一个跑出去，跪在地上拿拖鞋给他，帮爸爸解鞋带。
Whenever there was a guest or my father came home from work, then I would try to untie his shoelace and then brought him.
客人来，我一定到里面倒茶，放在他们桌上，跟他们说伯伯阿姨好，然后我进房间去。
I will always greet our guests and then bring them tea. Then I will go back to my room.
从小爸爸妈妈、教会的弟兄姊妹、我的同学，个个都夸奖我。
So all my parents and my friends at church, even my friends at school, they all complimented me.
久了以后，我就以为自己很好。
And after a while, I thought I was really good.
尤其当我当了传道人以后，我以为我更好。
Especially after I became a minister, then I thought I was really good.
因为我发现我变得很谦卑，我会跟人家说我是个蒙恩的罪人。
Because I became even more humble, I will admit that I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我甚至会跟人家说，在我里头没有良善。
I will even say that there's no goodness within me.
等到有一天主真把我带到那个里面去的时候。
Until one day the Lord brought me to that point.
哦，那个痛苦是让人难受的。
That pain was excruciating.
怎么可能？
How could it be?
这样子的一个人。
Such a person,
充满了诡诈
full of trickery,
充满了不服
full of disobedience,
充满了败坏
full of corruption,
充满了贪心
full of greed,
充满了各式各样我从来以为不可能有的事情
full of things that I thought was impossible for me to be.
有些强有些弱他弱并不代表他弱是因为他没有机会发挥
Some will be stronger than others, but then the weaker ones, it's not because they're weak, but then they did not have a chance to manifest.
他没有那个环境去发挥而已
Because I was not in such a situation so that they could manifest.
像我不会贪财因为我没有机会去贪财
For example, I thought I was not greedy. That's because I did not have a chance.
但并不代表我里面没有贪心在我里面
It doesn't mean that I do not have greed within me.
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。